Welcome to AI Breakthroughs, the podcast where we explore cutting-edge developments in artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Adam. Today, we're diving into innovative approaches to tool calling in AI language models, specifically looking at the recent Nemotron research, Tool-N1 research. Joining me is Bella, an AI researcher specializing in language model capabilities. Welcome to the show, Bella.
Thanks for having me, Adam. I'm excited to talk about this research, as it represents a significant shift in how we approach tool calling in language models.
Let's start with the basics. Could you explain what tool calling is and why it's so important for advancing AI capabilities?
Absolutely. Tool calling is essentially the ability of language models to use external tools by generating properly formatted API calls. It's crucial because it extends what AI can do beyond just generating text, allowing models to perform calculations, search databases, or interact with other systems. Traditionally, we've trained these capabilities using supervised fine-tuning, where we show the model examples of correct tool usage.
And what are the limitations of this conventional approach?
The main limitation is what researchers call imitative reasoning, or pseudo-reasoning. Models trained with supervised fine-tuning often just mimic the surface patterns they've seen without truly understanding the underlying decision-making process. They're essentially copying solutions rather than learning to reason independently.
That's fascinating. So, what makes Tool-N1 different from these previous approaches?
Tool-N1 takes a completely different approach by using rule-based reinforcement learning with binary rewards. Instead of showing the model exactly how to reason through examples, it only evaluates whether the final tool call is formatted correctly and produces the right result. The model receives a simple yes-no reward rather than being told exactly how to solve problems.
So, unlike traditional methods, 2N1 doesn't require those annotated reasoning trajectories from stronger models.
Exactly. That's a key innovation. The model isn't forced to follow specific reasoning paths distilled from larger models. It develops its own problem-solving strategies based only on whether it got the final answer right. This is quite different from the standard pipeline of supervised fine-tuning followed by reinforcement learning that most systems use.
How does Tool-N1 perform compared to existing models? Are we seeing notable improvements?
The results are actually quite remarkable. Tool-N1 models, even at relatively small sizes of 7B and 14B parameters, outperform GPT-4o on several benchmarks. This is significant because we're achieving better performance with smaller models and a simpler training approach. It suggests we're training more efficiently by focusing on outcomes rather than process.
That's impressive. Does this indicate we might be moving toward more efficient approaches to AI development overall?
I think it could. The researchers conducted a systematic comparison between different training methods, SFT alone, RL alone, and the combined SFT then RL pipeline. What they found challenges conventional wisdom in the field. In some cases, pure reinforcement learning actually outperformed the combined approach that most research groups have adopted as standard.
Why is that finding so surprising?
It's surprising because the industry has generally assumed that you need to start with supervised learning to get the model in the right neighborhood before refining with reinforcement learning. This research suggests that for certain tasks, we might be able to skip that first step entirely and still get excellent results. It's more computationally efficient and doesn't rely on collecting large datasets of human annotated examples.
How does this affect our understanding of AI reasoning capabilities? Does this approach produce models that reason more genuinely?
Yes, that's one of the most exciting implications. By rewarding correctness rather than specific reasoning paths, Tool N1 appears to develop more authentic reasoning capabilities. The approach is also more flexible. It can recognize semantically equivalent solutions that might be expressed differently but are functionally correct. This is more similar to how humans solve problems. We often have multiple valid approaches to reach the same conclusion.
That flexibility seems key. So, instead of enforcing a single right way to solve a problem, the model can explore different reasoning strategies?
Precisely. And that's likely to lead to better generalization on new tasks the model hasn't seen before. Rather than just memorizing solution patterns, it's developing its own problem-solving framework based on what actually works.
As we wrap up, what do you see as the key takeaways from this research? What might it mean for the future of AI development?
I think the big takeaway is that we may need to rethink how we train models for complex reasoning tasks. By simplifying our approach, focusing on whether the model gets the right answer, rather than dictating how it should think, we might actually enable more sophisticated reasoning. It also suggests smaller models can achieve impressive results with the right training approach, which has implications for democratizing AI capabilities.
Thank you, Bella, for these fascinating insights into 2N1's approach and its significance for AI development. To our listeners, thanks for tuning in to this episode of AI Breakthroughs. Join us next time as we continue exploring the cutting edge of artificial intelligence research.